We now welcome on the call the head coach of the Towson Tigers, Pete Chinnick. Good morning, Coach Chinnick.
Good morning.
Good morning. A 38-6 loss for your team at Maryland, but you guys certainly battled hard, especially after that first quarter. Just give me your impressions on how your team played.
Yeah, I thought we had a very average first quarter against a very good football team and got ourselves into a hole that was much bigger than we were able to overcome. But loved how our guys fought and I loved how we competed. One of the things we wanted to do was, you know, just get after them as much as we possibly could and just continue to go throughout the game and, try different aspects of what we feel we're capable of doing and, you know, see how it would play out. Loved our guys' effort. We just got to execute at a higher level if we're going to be the team we expect to be.
Going into that type of environment for your opening game, how do you feel like your guys handled that situation?
Yeah, I felt like there were a little nerves early on, and I feel like there was a little, uncertainty, trying to figure out how we would match up, what it would look like. And then I feel like once we settled in, we really started to play what I think we're capable of doing. I think our quarterback, Nathan Kent, had some jitters early on, but I'm really proud of how he settled in and how he continued to progress throughout the course of the game. And I think once our defense felt like we could get a little pressure and create some problems, they started to get a little more comfortable. And you saw some of the blitz packages and some of the things that we like to do, and got some hits on their quarterback and created some scrambles. And again, I feel like, we got to play a whole lot better than we did, but like some of the things that took place.
First question this afternoon from Jake Schindel. Good afternoon, Jake.
Hey, Coach. So first question, is Nate still going to be your starter for week 2?
Yeah, I thought Nate got better, throughout his time under center. We kept him in the entire game, wanted to get him a ton of different looks, wanted to give him an opportunity to experience a lot of different things. I think once he settled in, I think you throw out the first quarter, and he did a really good job of moving us. We obviously had some third downs we'd love to have back, a couple fourth downs that I felt like we were close at. But I felt as the game went on, he just continued to get more and more command of everything and more comfort.
And then, you guys have lowered concession prices, a lot of deals on tickets, Towson and your home opener for coming up on Saturday against Monmouth. What are you hoping to see from the crowd?
Well, first off, for that $3 hot dog that they can buy, I'm fired up that people will be able to do that. Really, it's a 2-for-1 special compared to last year's prices, from what I've seen. Now, hey, we want a great crowd here. We want Johnny Unitas Stadium to be rocking every time we play. We want our student body to be involved. We want the Towson area to come out and support us. And so, we're looking forward to having a great atmosphere. I think our administration, did a fantastic job last year of just adding new features to the game day experience. We want to pick up where they left off, and we want to fill this place and get as many people out as we possibly can. Our band will do a great job rocking the stadium. We need to be able to just really put in a great product on the field to keep people on or in their seats for as long as we possibly can.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
Pete, you talked about I want to go back and talk a little bit about the offense, and you talked about Nate's performance, but the two drives you had, I know you would prefer touchdowns over field goals, but one's 9 plays, 57 yards, the other's 16 plays, 53 yards. What were you able to do so well to be able to maintain those kind of drives against the Big Ten defense?
Yeah, I felt like early on, and our offensive coordinator, Brian Shepherd, did a really good job of just kind of, going back and forth in between the pass and in between the run. I felt like we were able to run the ball effectively, and on those drives, we were able to, get a couple of first downs. And, really our opening drive, we end up, going 6 plays, but we, 3rd and 5, we converted it with Diego up the middle. So that kind of gave us a little life in those 2 drives. I felt like we were able to, have some sort of rhythm back and forth in between the run and in the pass. I thought our outside zone game looked pretty good in both those drives. you know, we had two fourth down conversions that I feel like we could have gotten and had an opportunity to. So I look at those four drives as, all right, we got to build off that. We got to find a way to improve. But when we're mixing it up and, you know, we're connecting on our short game, we're connecting in the run game, I feel like our offense really has the opportunity to be on the field a long time. And, you know, the thing that lacked in that entire deal is we really had very little explosive plays. Credit Maryland for covering us really well and, you know, kind of smothering us in the opportunities that we were trying to go deep. But we need to add some explosives in there to have an opportunity to, you know, score points when, you know, other than the two field goals that we got.
You alternated Devin Matthews and Diego. Those guys are certainly different, not only different body size, but different type of runners. What do you like being able to use two different types of backs in your offense?
Yeah, I feel like both those guys give us a completely different backfield. And so that's a unique, you know, kind of deal because you got one guy that's shifty, elusive. You get him out on screen passes. You get him out to the flat. You know, he runs the outside zone extremely well. And then you got Devin, who's kind of a slasher, who hits it up in there. Runs through half a guy if it's available. And so they really complement each other. And so, you know, we run similar play sets, but the plays look different with both those guys touching the ball and carrying the ball.
I switch to the defense, and certainly people around the league got to know Mason Woods last year, had an outstanding rookie year. He leads you with 8 tackles on Saturday. Just talk about his play in the game.
Very impressed with Mason, and really since day one, you know, since we've gotten going, you know, he came back out of the portal. We were thrilled to death when that happened, and he's really stepped up as a leader and stepped up as a player. He finds ways to make tackles. You know, everybody that I knew that, you know, was watching Towson for the first time, you know, reaching out to me, I mean, it was like, hey, your 55's all over the place, man. He's flying around sideline to sideline. You know, we've got him on special teams and he's doing a great job there as well. So very impressed with him. I think he can play better football than he did, which is exciting because I think he had a couple of, you know, alignment issues on a couple of plays, but loved his effort, loved how he flew around. He's going to be a force all season long because he wants to get better. He's excited about improving and I'm looking forward to seeing how it plays out for him.
Question from Kyle Kenzie. Go ahead, Kyle.
Coach, looking ahead to this week with Monmouth, you know, last season that was such a high-scoring offense, and that's a great quarterback play this week and great rushing last season. What do you sort of anticipate with that team, and what kind of tempo are you expecting for your defense for this game?
Well, yeah, no, I mean, already watching them in their first game against FIU, I mean, you know, I think their offense really kind of picked up right where it left off. You know, they were still able to score 20 points. They were still able to drive. They had a 2-minute drive right before the half, connected on a long pass. You know, they wanted to establish the run game. I just think that defense they were facing was pretty athletic and moved really well. But I was impressed with how well they threw the ball with a first-year quarterback in there, you know, coming into the program. So, impressed with what you see. I think they have great skill set and, you know, I understand why they scored as many points as they did last year. Our game against them was a shootout. And so for us to contain them and control them, our defense has got to, you know, play better than we did against Maryland, and, you know, continue to find ways to disrupt what they want to do, throwing the ball and running the ball. They're going to run the ball every which way known to mankind. They're going to pull everybody on the line. They're going to do, you know, really a great job of creating misdirection, running fly sweep motion, handing the ball off. They've got, I think, everything in their arsenal. So we're going to have great eye discipline and really be disruptive on defense to hopefully contain them.
All right, Pete, thanks so much for your time this afternoon and good luck with your conference opener on Saturday night.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.